Hi, everybody. I'm Gus Johnson along with the governor.
He says he got all his jeans from his mom. Woo. From his mom. Woo. A lot of nylon.
A lot of excitement in the air.
Yes.
And we're ready for college basketball. College basketball.
Oh, oh. Gus.
Oh, he's got onions.
Gus,
he's got onions.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to week two of the off-season Big East Barroom. I am your co-host, Tyler, joined by Ryan, happiest of whatever day you're listening to this. Ryan, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thank you for bringing us in. We have a really fun episode to do today. We caught up with Seton Hall center Jaden Bediako from last season, talked about the NIT championship, the NCAA tournament snub. And what he's doing now. So you're going to hear that coming up. That is the bulk of this episode. Ty, is there anything you want to say before we kick it over to Jaden?
No, some good insights from Jaden about if you're interested in some of the stuff that happens after these guys who don't go to the NBA, where they go and what their process is and things like that. I think we also got some clarity on maybe some timeline stuff from Seton Hall and how it kind of worked out there, because it was an interesting end to their last season. And I always like getting the behind the scenes of like the tournament and stuff, because obviously I did not play college basketball. So it's always fun to hear like the behind the scenes.
All right. With that said, no further ado, let's kick it over to Jaden.
All right. Big East Barroom fans, we are joined by a familiar friend, a national invited champion. We are joined by Seton Hall center, Seton Hall alum now, Jaden Bediako. Jaden, how are you doing today? Thanks for coming on. Third time, I believe.
Appreciate it. I'm good. And yes, this is the third time. Appreciate seeing y'all, boys.
I think that makes you our most returned guest. We haven't scared you off yet.
Never scare me off, guys. I told you. You guys need me, call me, please. I enjoy doing these.
It's Jaden and Tyler Kolick, I believe, Ryan, who would be a hell of a one-on-one basketball game.
It's good company. Well, and a 1-5 pick and roll right there, that worked out pretty well. But a lot's gone on since the last time we talked to you. Last time we talked to you was right before the Big East tournament. We kind of want to go over some of the stuff that's happened since then. We're going to start at the beginning. And, you know, one of the biggest takeaways from the Seton Hall, well, not one of the biggest takeaways, but one of the taste that's left in everybody's mouth from the Seton Hall season was what so many of us feel was a snub to your team, being left out of the NCAA tournament. What did you guys think? What was the mood in the room when you were left off? Did you have the camera on you?
No, we didn't have no camera on us. We did watch the selection show. Yeah, it was rough, man. It was rough. You know, I thought, like, you know, I've been told some guys from other leagues have told me, like, you know, you're in the Big East, you finish like top six, you're most likely in, you're always guaranteed in. So it was tough. You know, I'm not gonna lie. I've seen lots of, never seen really like grown men cry, really. So, you know, it was upsetting, you know. But shout out to our coaching staff. Coach Shaw told us, he told the starters to go into the other room and decide what you guys want to do. Do you guys want to play in the NIT? Because we have to give a decision in like a couple hours, or no, I'm not gonna force you guys to play if you guys don't want to play. So you guys go figure that out. So the five starters, older guys, we went in and we talked about it, and, you know, I think I said my piece was, I don't want my last game to be with you guys, like going to the Big East tournament and getting slapped up in the Garden. I don't want that to be my last memory with you guys. At least we can at least play for something. And, you know, I played in the NIT the last two times before, you know, maybe this time I get out of the first round, we go far and stuff like that. But the guys say, no, if we're going to play, we're going to go out there to win it though. So we decided to play, so that was cool. And I guess Oklahoma, who was the other first 14 out, they would technically been the overall one seed though, but they declined and Pitt declined, so, and lots of teams declined. So us and this, they were like the two, you know, people, oh, the two teams that were left out. So yeah, so we told coach we'd play, we saw the selection show, we saw our bracket, and yeah, and then we just went back to practice and work.
Jaden, take us behind the scenes. You know, we've never obviously been selected for the tournament. You get no, like, tip-off saying, hey, you guys are not going to be in the tournament. You are. You're finding out with all of us there live, like, for the selection show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. So we like me and my teammates. We were like always talking. We were going on ESPN. Joey Lenardi's bracketology, the Fox CBS people's their bracketology, and just I mean going on YouTube guys, YouTube people who don't are not credible in this, but just searching like, are we in? Are we in? And you know, just watching, you know, like NC State go on that run in the SEC tournament. That scared us, and then FAU losing, that hurt. So you know, just like no offense, but you're kind of like praying for certain teams to win and lose, just so you make sure you're in though, because. I felt like we had a. I felt like in most people thought we had a case. We really like we finished fourth in the Big East. Like no fourth place team has ever been left out. And yeah, so we yeah. Basically, to answer your question, we did. Like everyone else, we were just stressing and following. The players were, the coaches were a bit too, but not too much though. But we players were like searching. Just hey, is this projection says we're in. This one says we're out. John Rothstein, he had us in. So I was looking. I was going based off him too. I'm like, John Rothstein's pretty right all the time too. He has us in. So. Yeah, so just like everyone, we were just stressed. It was a chaotic week, we could say.
Yeah, just I remember the countdown, and as all the rest of the tournaments went final, and we started realizing how many bid stealers there were, and it was like, there's a few bubble teams, but Seton Hall, come on, guys. Fourth in the Big East, like, that's an NCAA tournament team. According to Ken Pom, it's the second best league in the country.
Mm-hmm. And be the best team in the country.
By 15, I believe.
One of two teams.
One of three. Kansas got them first, and then Crane got them by 22.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Kansas. So at least all their losses were road losses, but still, three teams only beat them the entire year. So, and one of them didn't get in. So I'm like, wow, this is insane. But okay.
But then you go into the NIT champion NIT tournament, and you end up running the table from the beginning to the end. How special was that?
I mean, that was great. You know, personally for me, like, I never won nothing in college. No in-season tournament, no regular season, no conference tournament. So to win something, it felt amazing. I guess if you guys see some of the reaction there, it meant something. Because regardless, that banner and whatever, and that memory, like, even when I'm 50 years old, I can look back, oh, yeah, 2024, NIT, like, I was part of that team and bring my own stories to that. It was incredible though. It fixed the taste in our mouth, I would say. And like Coach said, like Coach Shaw said from the beginning of the year, like we're playing for a championship. You know, now technically we're hoping it was gonna be an NCAA tournament championship or a Big East championship. You know, we didn't get the NCAA tournament opportunity. We didn't from the Big East opportunity, but you know, we've won the next best tournament, and it was great, man. I was happy to the guys who I left with, though, and guys who I was with, though, I was happy for some of them to experience that, and some of the freshmen to win something already as a freshman. And some guys that helped their brand out, some guys just built their careers up, though. So that's why it was good to play in that. And, you know, we kind of follow our coach, though, you know. I think if he wants to say something, he would say, we're playing the tournament. I don't care what you guys say. We're playing the tournament. But he let us do it. But he's a competitor. We're competitors. If we got to play in the NIT, we're going to play. And if we qualify, like that, we're playing postseason basketball regardless.
Exactly. You guys weren't able to affect whether they picked you or not. But you were able to affect how you responded. And it was a hell of a response. And you made the entire Big East proud. You know, all of us who were really disappointed that you got left out. I thought that was a really cool moment for all Seton Hall and Big East fans in general.
Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. You know, John Rossi said the same thing about that on Twitter. He said, I think the Seton Hall team has taught us something. Like, sometimes when, like, life doesn't go your way, some of that, it's like how you respond. And I think that's one of the lessons I took at Seton Hall, too, just how to respond. You know, disappointment. You know, I'll never go dancing. But, you know, we respond the right way and just – like you said, made the conference proud. And I think I said this in the last interview too, this conference, like everyone wants each other to do well. You know, once we get to postseason time, everyone wants each other to do well. Like I was rooting for the three teams who were in the tournament to go do well, get to hopefully get maybe a three Big East teams in the Final Four, you know, so just hoping they do well. So this league's very supportive of each other.
Now in hindsight, and you can tell me if this is fan fiction or not, it looks like you guys go into that tournament and kind of all looked at each other and said one last go around. I mean, after at three, the three starters that could come back, I'll put their name in the portal. You and Alamir Dawes obviously graduate. How much of that was just, this is our last rodeo. We might as well, you know, go out with a bang.
Not the last time with Seton Hall, just like for me and like Al, but for me, especially, I'm like, this is my last time going. Like, I want to play in a postseason tournament. I'll play in something. Like, you know, my first year was at Santa Clara. We didn't qualify for no postseason. It was COVID, obviously. And then the last 2 years, then my last 2 years, we made the NIT, which is kind of big for our program, you know, and we had NBA players and just couldn't get out of the first round. And then this year, I'm like, yo, you know what, though? We worked so hard. We were there. Like I said, like my last game, I'd rather be my last game with you guys either winning the NIT or losing the NIT, but losing in the postseason. I don't want to remember us playing in the Garden and getting smacked up. I want that to be the last game. And it went well. You know, I didn't know the other stuff was going to happen behind the scenes, though. I didn't know about that. But, you know, it was good to, and I still have the connection with those guys. I still talk to those guys here and there. So, and that's something that still connects us all together. So, like I said, whenever there's a reunion stuff, I think, you know, I'm going to be that old guy coming back and talking about that championship. So.
And that championship game ends up getting really good ratings. It was you and Indiana State who both, a lot of people wanted to see the two of you in the NCAA tournament. And you pull Robbie Avila, that's how you say his name, as your assignment, as your main assignment, right? What was it like preparing for him?
So that whole Indiana State team, they also had the number one offensive efficiency, though. I think if you go on YouTube, too, like there's people saying like this team plays like an NBA team. They have the best offense in the country. They all can dribble. They all can shoot. He could pass, too. He could pass. He's a really good player. I guess when you look at him, he doesn't pass the eye test. You think he's kind of corny or goofy with the goggles, but the kid can play, though. So he's really good. And, like, they all affect his offense. So, yeah, the assignment, you know, I took it personal and, like, you know, Coach Rasheen Davis prepared us well for it. You know, the night before, he prepared us really well for it. And we just kind of guard their action and concepts. I was trying to make him a passer. You know, he's not really like I don't think he's like that fast cutting, but can pass the ball, can shoot it, and, you know, can pick his spots. You know, if I go help him, he's like open. So I'd say we prepared for him well, though, you know, and he didn't like go off on us like crazy. He still had 13 points, but he didn't go off on us like crazy. But really talented kid, though, and that whole team was really good, too. And they should have been in the tournament, too, you know, like they should have 29-5. Just all that, just to lose in one game in the championship game in the Missouri Valley was tough for them. But you could also see too, they like when people say they don't play no one, they had a harder side on their side of the bracket. They beat Cincinnati, SMU first game, and I think Minnesota, and so they beat Power Five conferences, and you know they ran to us, right? So it was but that was a really good team though. So kudos to that coach and that staff and that team. It was really good. They should have been there too, but.
All right, looking after the NIT championship, is such a great moment for Seton Hall, but then it's been a lot of changes for Seton Hall since then. Was there any vibe at all that maybe most of the guys that you had been running with on the court weren't going to be back? Was that something that you were surprised of? You know, I mean, you're out of college basketball and then you're watching these guys join.
I mean, it happens. You never really know, though. You can kind of guess here and there, but not really. But, I mean, everyone has their own reasons and decisions on why they do it, though. I told them if they decide to leave or go, I don't really care. Like, you guys are still my brothers, and we just won something. So, regardless, I have no more years, though. So, I it doesn't really affect me regardless. But what you choose to do, I think they just did what's best in their decision for their families and for themselves. So, it is what it is. But I think Isaiah Whitehead said best on Twitter. He said, you know, every year they're always saying Seton Hall's not good enough. They're not talented enough. You know, they projected us ninth this past year and we came fourth in the Big East. So, I mean, Coach Shaw will always bounce back. He will always bounce back. You know, I'm really curious to see how he does with this team though, but he's always proven naysayers wrong. So I wouldn't be too surprised if this team ends up finishing top five in the Big East.
Isaiah Coleman this year, what did you see from the growth from him from being a freshman to a sophomore and a player that's going to kind of take control of this Seton Hall team coming up?
Yeah, he grew up, though. He listened well. He kind of learned from our lead guards and sometimes us how to make the right reading stuff. And he played with a lot more confidence, too, you know. So as the season went on, he played with more confidence. All Big East freshman team, first guys since Angel Delgado in 2015, which is insane. Like, wow. Or 2014, or whatever, whenever Angel got it. But he grew up really well. And, you know, like I think I saw one of them on Twitter, the prince becomes the king, right? So really excited for him this year. We still talk and just really want him to do well. I think he'll have a big year, especially with Coach Shaw. His shot looks like it's getting better. Still an athletic freak, fast-paced guy. So, I mean, yeah. And now he's not a freshman no more. Even when you play your first college game, I don't think you're a freshman no more. Once you play your first college, you're not a freshman. But now he's had a whole year of experience. He's learned from some of the best guards in the country and doing one of the best leagues. So he'll be ready, and I'm really excited for him. But yeah, growing pains here and there a bit, but I didn't see really too much though. Kid just came in, worked, put his head down, and just blossom. So he'll be fine.
Love that. Have you had the chance to go back to Seton Hall? Have you met any of the transfers? Do you have any thoughts on some of the guys that are joining the squad? Any scouting going on from you?
Yeah, sadly, no, I have not been back to campus. I left on the 22nd, so I'm May, so I have not been back since. Will I have a chance to go back? I don't know. Probably not this summer, but whenever I'm done my first year, I'll for sure come back. But they look pretty good. I did talk to some of the guys before, the new guys, before they decide to come in or commit. So I got a good feeling for some of them. I think they have a really good squad. I think the guys who are there will, you know, bring them up to speed. And the summer's usually there for bonding, to get to know each other here and there, and, you know, just develop, you know, and go through the wars and trenches with each other in the summer. So, but they seem like really good guys too, you know, and I think that's one thing. I think the staff at Seton Hall has done really, really a much better job of just recruiting character, you know. Like, yeah, I think Coach Shaw said best. I'm not going to get the 5 stars or 4 stars, you know. I want to create kids who can play hard, good background from families, and, you know, all that good character stuff. So, really good character guys I could see, and they just work hard. Like, you see them. I think Scotty was the one that said, you know, the work will speak for itself, and that's how we do it at Seton Hall. The work will speak for itself. You guys can project us whatever. Yeah, come March, you're like, oh, shit, Seton Hall is actually, damn, pretty good. I would really project to finish 9th. So, yeah.
And Jaden, getting to know you over the, you know, past few months, we know you're a hoop head through and through. So how many Seton Hall games are you going to be watching? And can we get some scouting reports maybe mid-season about, you know, what they need? Are you going to be texting Shaheen saying you need a little bit here, a little bit there?
Listen, I'm not going to text Coach Shaw, but I'll text one of the assistants, though. I think he has his own stuff to worry about. But, yeah, definitely. Well, so surprisingly, guys, my younger sister, she committed to Marquette. So she's so one game I'm looking forward to is Marquette versus Seton Hall on the women's side. So
congratulations.
You know,
I'm very excited.
My sister's going to be at Marquette and playing in the Big East. And, you know, I think she'll get love for the conference like I did. So
that's awesome. You know, so congratulations. That's
gonna be one, you know, appreciate it. So that's going to be one game that's circled on my calendar. But, I mean, let's be honest. I'm going to say the elephant in the room. I think the game we're all looking forward to watch, especially the Seton Hall guy, is probably Seton Hall versus St. John's at the Prudential. And hopefully, if I can get some time to come, I'll probably make it to that game. So that, like, let's be honest, that's the game we're all looking forward to. But either way, every game in the Big East, though, conference play, you're looking forward to. Villanova, DePaul. Villanova will be interesting to see how they play with their new roster. Same with DePaul, new coaching staff, new culture they're bringing in. But definitely UConn a bit too, but UConn will probably be fine. UConn will be UConn. Marquette's some changes, so we'll see how they adapt. Crane, you know, getting Cockburn back was huge and really surprised a lot of people. So him coming back is going to be, you know, he might be what, maybe fourth Big East Defensive Player of the Year again? I don't know. But, and then see how Georgetown reacts to and stuff like that. And St. John's, how, you know, all the guys they got, like, will this be like a top 2 team in the Big East and possibly top 10 team in the country? So, but definitely, I'm looking forward to all the games, though. But let's be honest, that Seton Hall St. John's game is probably the one that everyone's even I'm looking forward to see. You know, so I'm just going there just as a basketball fan to watch, as a basketball fan to watch. I'm just there for the vibes.
Well, if anybody's listened to you before, they won't be surprised that you know all the updates on all the teams and everything that's going on. I aspire to your knowledge of basketball. But let's segue over to what's going on with Jaden. You mentioned you're finishing out your first year, and I actually don't know, so you'll be updating us live on this.
Okay, for sure. Cool. So when I actually – so I'll go back a bit. So when I was leaving, I got a text from my agent saying, you have a workout with the Raptors. And I was like, oh, my God, this is crazy. I'm going back home, and I have a workout with the Raptors. What a surprise. So I live like – what? I live like – east of Toronto, so they sent a driver, so it took me like 40-50 minutes to get there. Got to see the facility and got to meet the people, and that was good. That was my first workout, so got to do that experience. Funny enough too, I met like 4 Big East players at that workout. So, and the vibe is just there too, because we just all talked about how great the league was. They kind of want to know how Coach Shaw was. I want to know their coaches were and what their styles were like and their play. Like, it's just it's a vibe, man. Like, that's what I say. I see you guys got like Colin Gillespie on here and stuff. Like, everyone in the Big East just roots for each other, and just like you just see each other like biggies. So it was great seeing those guys at that workout. I did that workout. You know, didn't get drafted, didn't get no summer league invite this year, but I'm playing in the Canadian League Basketball League for the Saskatchewan Rattlers. So I'm actually in Saskatchewan. I'm 2 hours I'm 2 hours behind you guys, and I think the closest state to me is North Dakota, so I'm in that Prairie Region area. I joined the team late, so we have four more games left. I played in the first two already, so but it's been good though. I've just been, and also I've been, before that, I've been training with my brother's trainers, Mike and Egg. Shout out to them. They've been getting me right and training with Canada Basketball in their weight room facility and stuff like that. Just working on just being explosive and athletic. So just waiting for somebody to get over, and I'll probably hear some overseas options, or I don't know, maybe one or two G League options. But that's kind of the, I guess, the quick catch up right now. I'm just really just, finalizing this. I'm only here for a couple more, 2 more weeks, I think, and then probably sign somewhere in August and get ready for the fall to go there. So
Am I looking at this right? Is this updated? Is Teddy Allen a part of the Saskatchewan Rattlers?
yes, let's get. Didn't he give UConn 41 or something like that in the
Please don't ask him about
Yes, he
that. Yes, he
did.
did. On the New Mexico Lobos.
There you go. Yeah, he is a character, man. He is funny as hell. Sorry, on my language, but he's
That you
funny,
could.
man.
That is a small world. Wow. But so you went there, and the regular season's going on right now for the Canadian Basketball League?
So they started like on May 13th or something like that, right? So, but I was just finishing up school, and I just kind of want to be back home and, just see the vibes, see my friends, talk to one, two people, and just be out in Toronto. Toronto's Toronto. But once I didn't get nothing for summer league and stuff, I'm like, you know what though, I can go make some money and get some in-game reps and stuff like that. So, and surprising enough too, yeah, and just doing that. So it was, yeah. And Teddy joined the team, I think, a week before I did. So he got released from one team, but he signed with this team. And Teddy's he's the reigning MVP right now of the league. So really, really good hoop head though. And like I could see, I'm like, wow, this is the same guy that gave UConn. This is the same guy that gave UConn 41. This is the same guy that this is the New Mexico State and this guy are the last two team to beat UConn in the NCAA tournament though. So I'm like, damn. So they've been like what? I can't what 16-1 in the NCAA tournament since 2022.
Yeah, he
So
had UConn fans questioning Dan Hurley before Hurley put together two of the best years you ever saw, but
how are you playing there? It looks like you're about averaging what, 5 and 5 right now. What's the competition level like there?
you're playing pros, man. You're playing grown men, right? It's a whole different. So the way this league works, though, so they play FIBA rules, right? So FIBA line, the paint's wider. You're allowed to have the ball off the rim. 10-minute quarters. But when it gets to the fourth quarter, under the 4 minute mark in the fourth quarter, they do target score. So if the leading team, if the, whichever team's leading, they add 9. So it's then that's the first to like whatever nine. Like if it's nine, if it's 85-90 under 4 minutes in the fourth quarter, the clock goes off. Then it's who then it's the they add 9 points to the leading team. So then it's not that whoever gets the 99 points wins. That's it. So you really for the first 3 quarters, you're just trying to just build up momentum, building up a score and shit like that. And then by the time you get to the under 4 minute mark, then it's target score. Then it's like, okay, it doesn't
Elam
matter.
rules, yeah.
But it's a good league though. Lots of I think Scotty Lewis, he just signed with Niagara with the River Lions for the remainder of the season. So some guys are signing in and out though, but they let guys go for summer league and stuff. But it's just really a summer thing just to bring back, homegrown talent. And the Canadian University kids, they get a better chance of it too, because they do a draft for the Canadian University kids. They play in a league called U Sport. So they get drafted and they get to play in this thing and they have to go back to school. So they get to get paid and not lose eligibility. So it's good. They get like pro experience firsthand.
Oh man, that is so awesome. And all Big East fans, and especially seeing Hall fans, are really looking forward to following you on your journey. And I know you're going to do like re some really cool stuff. And the NBA should be calling next summer, if I'm guessing.
That's the
But
plan.
we appreciate you so much for taking time out of your day to jump on. And we didn't even realize you were playing professional basketball and you fit us into your schedule. So that's really cool. We really appreciate you.
Anything for you guys, man. Anything for you guys. I like I said, like you guys hit me up and I'm like, yo, for sure. No question asked. It's to the point now you guys can really just say, hey, we want to do something. We need you at this time. I'm like, all right, bet. If it's in, I'll put you in. So no, for sure. Appreciate
Hey,
it.
when Seton Hall's playing, we got to get you back on. You break it down for us.
All right, Jaden, thank you. And we look forward to following the Saskatchewan Rattlers, everyone. Just looked it up. Pretty accessible website. So follow what they're doing over in the Great North.
North. Love
New
that.
favorite Canadian basketball team. I didn't know I needed one. All right, and that wraps up week two of the Big East Barroom offseason. We're so lucky to have Jaden join us and catch up with him. We're looking to, do this kind of stuff throughout the offseason, catch up with some old Big East stars, find out where they are, what they're doing, if they're keeping up with their teams, and what their thoughts are for next season. So stay tuned. We're going to keep coming with some fun stuff because we have like 4 more months to go.
Jeez, when you say it like that. When you say it like that. And as always, thanks for pulling up a stool.